on the left side. Viyachas milmata, one by the chin. Viyachamata, so chodo de mechayev olatati. It's something like for one avera, you chayev twice. That really is one avera to cut off your payas. Still, since there are two sides to the payas, you chayev twice. So it's dumya to this lotion of shtayim shem arba. Just over there it means chodo de mechayev olatati. There's one lav, Rashi says, azoro de mechayev olatati. It's the one that ends up to be two. So we had such a dugma of halacha that is one Yisr HaTorah ends up to be two. Therefore, Tani, our Mishnah starts off Masech Teshuvos now. Tani Shuvos Shtayim Shem Arba. We also have such a lashon that there are two main Shuvos Midiraisa Lishaovar. I will eat or I will not eat. That Shem Arba, I ate already or I did not eat already. That's why we say Shuas now. Now the Gemara is, how can we have a Masechta Shuas and bring down the four cases of Shtayim Shem Arba? When Masechta Shabbos starts off, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shem Arba, Bifnim Shtayim Shem Arba, or also Maros Negoyim, by the Mishnayis of Maros Negoyim, V'loike Tanya Lulukului. Over there, the Mishnah only says the case, Maris Negoyim, Ishtayim Shem Arba. On the Sech, the Shabbos has it easy. It only says, Yitzias HaShabbos, Ishtayim Shem Arba. That's all. And how come over here, by Masech the Shur, it says all four together? What are we collecting all these halachas of Ishtayim Shem Arba for over here? So it's like this. Only I tell you, Shavuos, the Yediyas HaTumah, these two types of Chatoyim, that you made a shvuas sheker, you made a shvua you will eat today, and the whole day went by and you do not eat, and the parasha of Yediyas HaTumah, somebody first knew that he was tumming, then he forgot, he went into the Beis Hamikdash, and now he realizes it, that he has to bring a korban oil of Yerid, to grab the Adodi Ksivi. In the Torah it says these two parashas one next to another, the Danyan Adodi the korban oil of Yerid, they both have the same type of a kaporah, that if you make a shvuah's bitui, if you make a full shvuah, you made a shvuah that you're going to eat today, and you're shaking, you forgot all this thing, could be amazing, and you end up the whole day you do not eat, so you chayev a korban oil of Yerid, just like by Yediyas HaTumah, and the Torah says it one next to another. So therefore, Tanya lo gavi adodi, therefore our Mishnah now goes to explain both together. It brings down shvuah's shtayim shem arba, and right away Yediyas HaTumah. Because Yediyas HaTumah is brought down to the Torah right next to Shavuos. Now we have two. So we're ahead of Masechta Shabbos already. Masechta Shabbos only has one. Here already we have two. So once we have two already, the Svera, the Yadi, the Tani Tarti, once we have two already, it's Tani Kumei. Listen, we might as well collect all of them together already. That's where here Masechta Shavuos starts off. Yediyas HaTumah, Shabbos, and Masechta again. Collects them all together. Since it has to say ready two here, so it has a minor over Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos only needs one. That's all we're talking about Shabbos. It's here for Shabbos. But here, that would, you have to talk about two already, so once you have two, we collect them together. Now we know it. Another question. Pesach Meshuas. Our Masechta started out with Masechta Shuas. We thought we would learn about Hilchos Shuas. And what does the Mishnah talk about? On the phone is Yediyas HaTumah. The whole Mishnah goes to explain now by Yediyas HaTumah, the wrong Masechta. What happened here? We're learning Masechta Shavuos, and now the Mishnah goes to explain Hilchos Tumah. Kabonis Hazoi, which covers Yemachapur, all the three series, the Sarichatis. So it's like this. True, I did the Zutri Melayu. These halachas are very small. It's only going to take up two prokhim, that's all. It's only going to be the first two prokhim in the Masechta. That's pretty small. It's only about 20 blocks. These only small, these halachas by Yediyas HaTumah. Therefore, Pesach Shalimu, we end it, finish with the small stuff first. Then, the Rebbe Tani Shavuos, Tinefishim Alayu. Then there are a few more talking about Hilchos Shavuos, that there are more halachas here about Hilchos Shavuos than about Yediyas HaTumah. So true, the Masechta really took, really this Masechta could have been called Yediyas HaTumah. Really this Masechta could have been the one Masechta we have about Taurus. Could have been Masechta Tumah, this Masechta. Just because we say both together. Just since there are more halachas about Hilchos Shavuos here, it's called Masechta Shavuos, and therefore we leave Shavuos for later to explain the big stuff. And the small stuff we explain now. Now, Shvuah Shtayim Shema Arba, what are these? Let's explain now. What's called two that comes into four? So Shtayim that it says clearly in the Torah is She'eichel. A person makes a Shvuah, I will eat a piece of bread today. And then the day goes by and he does not eat it. He's always a Shvuah. Or else, He'eichel. He makes a Shvuah that today I will not eat. And then by the end of the day he did eat, he's over the Shvuah, he's a Chayav the Korban of the Eret. Now, that's two that says clearly in the Torah. She'eichel. What's the diuk of the another four? We're not going into the diuk in it, how we know it. We're just explaining, what does it mean, Shein Arba, that these come out to be four? Where's the four over here? Where's the Shein Arba? Or Chalti, Vishloya Chalti, Lishova, in the past tense, that he made a shvua that yesterday I ate. And later he finds out that he forgot about it, he really thought he did eat. And yet he finds out now, he remembers, he did eat. Or else the opposite. No, the Chalti means I made a shvua I did eat. And he finds out later he did not eat. Or else he makes a shvua, he says now, I made a shvua that yesterday, shelo yechad, I did not eat yesterday. And later we find out that he did eat yesterday. So he's over, shvua's over, that's also a chiyuv, korban el yorid, yuras l'chayv. Now, yedias ha'tumah, let's explain this one. Shtayim, the Mishnah says, there are two clear cases in the Torah. Shein arba, it's also midiraisa, just as we need drushes for, to say there are four cases. Shtayim yedias, Tumas Kodesh, Vyadiyas Tumas Mikdash. The classical case is that you were Tomei, you first in the morning you realized you were Tomei, then you forgot that you were Tomei, and either you went into the base of Mikdash, or else you ate Vasa Kodshim. That is first clear in the Torah. Shein Arba, what's the Kiddush in other two? Kodesh or Mikdash. That not that you forgot you were Tomei, no, the person realizes that he's Tomei. Just he forgot that this is the base of Mikdash, or he forgot that this is Vasa Kodshim. He didn't realize what he was eating. He knew that he touched the mace this morning, and he knows he can't eat kachim. Just in the middle of the day, he wasn't careful enough, and he ate some basa kachim. That's also called the shegeg, that he's chayav a korban el yorid. Or else, he forgot this is the base of Mikdash. He's always going into a shul. And then he walked in, and all of a sudden, he finds that he's in the base of Mikdash. So in such a case also, he's chayav a korban el yorid. That's called shtayim shem arba. The extra chiddush is, not that he forgot that he was Tomei, but he forgot that this bayis is the base of Mikdash, or he forgot that this Bosor is Bosor Kochim. Now, Yitzias Shabbos is Shtayim Shem Arba. There are two types of carrying out Midiraisa on Shabbos, and another two we learn out also is Midiraisa. Shtayim Hoitzois. There are two clear cases of Hoitzor, that means carrying out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. The Radash and the Posik, that you're carrying out from a Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rab. There are two ways to do it. Shtayim Hoitzor the Oni, the Yosor the Balabais. The Oni is always outside. So standing outside Rishus Rabin, you could put your hand inside the window, take some bread from inside Rishus Yochid, and take it outside. That's Hoitzor that the Oni does. Then there's the Oni of the Balabais. And the Balabas is inside the house already. He takes the piece of bread and puts it outside, puts it down outside. So the Chura Pshit is the exact same type of Oitzor. This is Masech the Shabbos. That Oitzor is a Melacha Grua. It's not a Gzunta Melacha. So I would not know one from the other. I need Kedushin every type of Oitzor that you chai for. These are two that's clear. Shein Arba, what's the Chiddush? That there's another two, and that's Hachnosa. Bringing in from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. So one is the partial case of the Yoni. A person standing outside the house, the Yoni is outside the house, and he hands the Balabas, he brings in something. So he's outside, takes something he had outside, and brings it inside the house. That's one Achnosa. The Achnosa, the Balabais. The Balabais also could do Achnosa. He's inside the house already. He sticks down his hand outside the window, and he takes something from outside and brings it inside. That's also called Achnosa. You're bringing in from a Rishus Yochid to a Rishus Rabin. You're bringing it from a Rishus Rabin to a Rishus Yochid. That Achnosa is also Chayiv. And again, it's a special Chiddush. By the Melecha, so it's sort of Melecha Grua, every case is a Chiddush that you chayiv. Now, Maris Negoyim, what's the last case? Shnayim Shem Arba. There are two types of Maris Negoyim that's clear-cut in the Torah, that we learn a Drosha, another two. Shnayim is Seis Ubeheris. These are two different types of white spots, we'll see in the Gemara exactly. There are two different colors. One's the white of an egg, and one's like a snow. Yeah. Shein Arba. That we dash in, what do you mean it's four? That there's a told of each one. When the Pasuk says sapachas, sapachas means a told to it. That means arba,
Seis v'toldoso, Seis with its toldo, and Baharis v'toldoso. So it comes out that there are four different colors, four different white colors for the tumas of Maris HaGoyim. So that's what our Mishnah, that's the Pirush Shamilas of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara asks, Mani Mastis, who's our Mishnah going like? Bechur Allah Yavi Shmoyev Lo Yavi Kiva. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shmoyev, not like Rabbi Kiva. So that's a question, who does it go like? We'll soon say, what's the Machlokes? Even Rabbi Shmoyev, you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmoyev, Homa, he says, Eino Chayev Elo Al Osed Lavoi. He says by a Shavua, you only Chayev a Korban Erev Levi Yared Al Osed Lavoi. Only if you make a Shavua, I will eat today. Rosh, you made a Shavua, I will not eat today. And then it comes out, you do not eat. But a Shavua Nishavar, that I did eat or I didn't eat, he owes there's no Chayev, there's no Korban Chayev, there's no Korban Erev Levi Yared. The Rashi says, El Al Osed, the Dayek Hidash is the Posek, Lohora Ola Hetev, the Kamal Torah Gimel. Means Lohora means you do something bad for yourself, you make an Issa, a Shavua, not eat, and Lehetev means you make a Shavua, you have to eat. Maybe Dr. Taylor will say the opposite way. But good is that you should eat, and bad is that you're not going to eat. What? Right. The both in right. It's a Lashon of Losit. I will eat or I will not eat. For such a Shavua, Bitoi, Yechai the Korban Erev Levi Yared. But our Ovar, you made a Shavua, I ate yesterday. And later you find out you did not eat, he owes you part of the Korban. So of course, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Shavua Shtayim Shem Avo. Shem Avo was saying, not only Losit, but even Lashavah in the past. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shmuel. Either Rabbi Kiva, so who else do you want to say, from the Chodesh of Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva holds, even a Shavua, Sha'ovah, past tense, also Yechai the Korban. Here Rabbi Kiva, Rama, he says, Alelem Tumo Hu Chayiv. V'yein Lechayiv Alelem Mikdash. He holds down Hilchus Tumas Mikdash. He holds when Yechai the Korban El of Yerid, only in the first case, where you forgot that you were Tamei, and you went into the base of Mikdash. Then Yechai the Korban. But in the case that you knew you were Tamei, just you forgot this is the base of Mikdash, he holds you not Chayiv the Korban El of Yerid. So our Mishnah says both halachas. Our Mishnah says both by Shavuos Shtayim Shem Arba and by Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shem Arba. So it's neither, not like Rabbi Shmuel completely and not like Rabbi Kiva completely, because we owe both ways that Shavuos is Chayiv both Lishovar and Labo, and Yedias HaTumah is also both ways, whether you forgot your Tomei or whether you forgot the Sabbath of Midrash, and that's like neither Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So is our Mishnah. So we're something like this. If you want, I'll answer you, Rabbi Shmuel. I miss you could go like Rabbi Shmuel. If you want, I could answer you, Rabbi Akiva. No question. Kabbalistic. I miss you go according to most of them. How could that be? If you want, Rabbi Shmuel. That Mehen Lechiyuvai or Mehen Lifter. After it says Shvua Shtayim Shemaba, just telling you that there are four different cases of Shvua, but they're not all Chayiv HaKorban. The first two, the future, you have a carbon, but the shava, you part of the carbon. That's one thing. We'll still see the Talmud Teretz. But the Mishnah Kura says clearly, Shtayim Shemab L'Chiyuvay. We're talking about Chiyuv here. That's one Teretz though. V'boyasem if you want, Eima, V'boyasem Yom Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Yom Kiva. You have a question by Tumas Mikdash, when you forget that it's the base of Mikdash. Our Mishnah says, Yechayiv, Yom Kiva, you part of. Again, Mehem L'Chiyuv and Mehem Lifter. There are two types of Yedias Shem Arba. Two of them is Chayiv HaKorban Erev Levi Yared, and two of them is Potter. So there's no Kasha. So Maria says, no. Hadumya Gemaris Negoyim Ketoni.